Welcome to the podcast on the Quality Payment Program. Today we're going to talk about clinical practice improvement activities. Clinical practice improvement activities are activities which improve care, communication, and coordination in the practice. Some of these activities include implementation of a fall screening program, regular training and care coordination, engagement of patients, family, and caregivers to implement a care plan. Other measures are listed on the Quality Payment Program website at cms.gov. There are a total of 92 measures to select from. Like the other elements we have discussed, this is reported through an attestation on the Quality Payment Program portal. Points are awarded for these activities. There are medium and high-weighted activities, which are worth 10 points for the medium-weighted activities and 20 points for the high-weighted activities. You need a total of 40 points to complete this particular category. You can use any combination of activities to equal 40 points. You can choose two medium-weighted activities and one high-rated to equal 40 points or any other combination. If your practice is a certified patient-centered medical home or PCMH, then you will not have to submit any data for this category. This concludes the ACOFP overview of the Quality Payment Program for 2018. If you have questions or need further information, please call 847-952-5523 or email me at debbies@acofp.org. That's debbies@acofp.org. Thank you.